الحمد لله الذي من علينا بصحة الأبدان، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الرحيم الرحمن، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ففروا إلى الله. وقال الله عز وجل: فأرسلنا عليهم الطوفان. وقال الله عز وجل: ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل. وفي شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us all with all of the ni'mas in this dunya and promised us with the ni'mas of the hereafter. And salutations and peace and blessings upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and upon his noble and purified family, and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our sincere intentions, our efforts, and make this day a means for our purification, a means for our forgiveness, salvation and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Humanity and the world that we live in is surrounded by threats. It's generally the assumption of man that we are safe within our homes, or we are safe within our communities, or we are safe here on earth. But within ourselves, within our homes, within our communities, within our societies, within the world that we live in, we are surrounded by threats. And if you look within you, your own cells can turn against you and become cancerous, and then you can die. Your own organs can fail you and you can pass away. If you look around you, your own family members or your friends that you love, that are dear to you and near to you, can become a source of threat, a source of destruction for you or for your family. If you look beneath you and the earth that we are standing on and how it's constantly moving, and the continents and the various things that are taking place within the earth, at any time, at any moment, it could just erupt and you would not know what would happen. A sinkhole or an earthquake or anything else with effect. When you look above you in the skies, when you look further beyond that within our galaxy, within our cosmos and within the universes that we are living in, on a micro level, on a minuscule level, and on a macro level, we are surrounded by all forms of threats. Millions and billions of asteroids are there, and at any time, if one would hit perhaps the moon, and the moon lost its orbit and came hurtling towards the earth, what would you do? Or if there was a solar flare from the sun, or the sun came slightly closer to the earth, what would happen to us, or to the atmosphere, to the environment, to our bodies? There's so many threats that are constantly around us. The only thing that truly protects us from us and protects us from our communities and the world that we live in is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a true thing to always keep at the forefront of your mind. But the sad reality is that we as human beings, when we build tall and humongous buildings, when we have technological advancements in our military or in our medicine and so many other arenas, we think that we are invincible. Nobody can touch us. We have the medicine, we have the power, we have the technology, and we can do whatever we want. We're protected, we're safe, we're sound, and nobody can harm us. And we also become delusional and we start thinking that we are the superpowers on earth. Certain nations have this mentality: we're the superpower. Ajisab? Yaad rakhiye, aap masjid mein hai, uska ihtiram kare. So, certain people are delusional and they assume that they are the superpowers, or certain nations and communities become stronger than themselves and they feel like they can do whatever they want and they become invincible. But every single time something afflicts us, our communities or our families, or something afflicts the world, it is a test, and more importantly, it is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on who is the greatest power. Who has the greatest power? Who has the greatest might? Who actually controls everything in the cosmos? Who actually controls everything within the universes? And who is the true one? Who is the alleviator? The one who gives cure? The one who gives shifa? It's not insan who thinks he can do whatever he wants and get away with it, or insan who thinks he's the superpower, who is the most advanced. But it is, all of this is a reminder for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll just retrace our steps on what's been happening over the last few months, and this will give us a bit more understanding about what message and what reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually trying to give us. So a few months ago, China celebrated its 70th anniversary of the Communist Party. It, as a civilization, as a nation, 70 years, this is what they celebrated, and they saw massive parades of technology and advancements and military and so many other things, and they showed the world, look at how strong we are, look at how powerful we are, look at how invincible we are, and if we were to close our borders, we can sustain ourselves, we don't need the rest of the world. This was some of the messages that were coming out from China at that time, and the president at that time, he said, these are his words, "There is no force that can shake the foundation of this great nation." This is his statement that he made. Yet we see only a few weeks later, this minuscule, this microscopic and undeveloped capsule that we all are talking about now, coronavirus, it shook China, the foundations of China, and it's shaking the rest of the world. This small, insignificant, tiny, absolutely tiny thing that you can't even see with your eyes, this very thing is now causing complete havoc and chaos, and also destruction throughout the world to the economies of civilized, of communities and countries and so many other things. This small thing is doing that. So this must remind you of certain things when you read in the Quran, especially reminds me when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the punishments that He has sent to communities. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say, I sent 100,000 personnel or army personnel. I didn't send 100 million angels to go and do this, this and this. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا. That we just sent towards them a great wind, a tsunami, a cutting wind, or we sent to them earthquakes. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Or we sent towards them droughts and famine. Or we sent towards them fire, great blazing fires. Or we sent towards them lightning. And we sent towards them plagues. And we sent them birds. You remember, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to show His power and might by these big nukes and all of these bombs and all of these personnels and armies and angels. He doesn't need to do any of that. Send the wind, send the fire, send the lightning, send the plagues, send tiny birds, send viruses to remind you of who is actually in true control, who has the true power, who has the true might. It is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that none of you knows, and none of you can truly know, the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala employs to cause you and your destruction, to bring you back down to earth and to teach you a lesson. You don't know who are the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can come in a microscopic level. They can come on a macro level. It is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or He can simply just say, kun, be, and it you'll be. You'll either exist or you will fail to exist. So all of these things for the Muslims shouldn't startle us, shouldn't make us into a state of fear, but rather when we read the Quran and reflect upon the Quran, this is a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at these previous nations, look at their takabbur, their arrogance, their pride, and their statements and their claims, and look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them down back to earth. So the real power, the qudra, the quwwah, really belongs solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Lord, our Creator. And this very minuscule, this microscopic virus, which is extremely small and extremely weak as well in comparison to the rest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how strong you are as an individual. The strength that you have in your biceps, the strength that you have in your legs and what you can do with your mind and your body. Imagine that strength and compare that to this minor insignificant virus, small virus, and look at the destruction that it can cause in comparison to what you can do with your own hands. So this microscopic virus, the smallest and weakest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has completely shook the foundations of the earth. And people now, afra tafri, as they say in our language, running around in chaos, in fear, and thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen? We need to do this. And look at how the devastating effects are impacting nations, communities, the economies, the businesses, so many other individuals and their way of life. And when, inshallah, a cure is found, the lesson has still been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when any person who has any pride, any person who has in particular arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate you here on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also humiliate you on the day of Qiyamah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that even if you have an iota, an atom's weight of arrogance or pride, you will never enter into Jannah. And therefore this is a reminder for us not to make these bombastic claims that we are the superpowers, we are invincible, nobody can touch us. We don't make statements like these. We remain humble. We have this khushu and khudu within our life. This is why we do ruku. This is why we do sujood. Whether you're a khalifa, whether you're Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you still bow down and submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the true one of incomplete power and might. So humans and our superpowers and all of the bombs and all of the advancements and all of the technology and all of the medicines that we have is nothing in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we should remember and recall this when we talk with arrogance, when we talk with pride due to our education, due to the certificates, due to our bradri, due to the wealth that we have accumulated, due to the fame and the power and the control and the influence that we have. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do with just a small virus and how He can bring you down back to earth and cause you an utter destruction. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send these signs again and again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. This is a very powerful verse if you truly understood what it means. That وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ. You know what qadr means? كِسِي كَقَدْرِ كَرْنَا. We say that in our language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, reminding us, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِإِذْنِ. That they have not appraised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given Him His due izzah and honor and maqam and respect and humility. They didn't do any of that as they should have done, as was His right to be respected and honored and loved and revered and bowed down to and submitted to. They didn't do any of that. Whether that points to us or to other nations, or to other believers or disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they never did my true qadr, whilst the earth entirely will be within the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. It is within the power and qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see the reality. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْدَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِإِذْنِهِ. It really, really should wake you up and make you realize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. And the heavens will be folded in His right hand. Exalted is He and high above that which they associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't think that you are something. Don't think that you've become something as an individual, as a community, as a baradri, as a nation, as a civilization, as a world, as humanity. No, we are nothing before the power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we should at all times remain humble in our statements, in our actions. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like previous nations, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّفَانِ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا, and so many other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to show us, to remind us, and to wake us up, and to realize who has true power and might, and what we should be doing with our lives, and how we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one currently is safe from the virus. It's spreading at an exponential rate throughout the world, over 90,000 plus, and it's increasing day by day. There's over 200 cases here in the UK as well. So no individual, no country, no human being, and similarly no system. People say we have this robust system. You know, America has said that, UK has said that, so many other nations have said that, that we will stop it on the borders and we will prevent the spread and trend through all of these things. Everything can cease to exist if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for it. And your life can cease to exist due to this very, very simple virus. And if you can die just because of this very small virus, then you have to ask yourself that, what are you living for? What is the purpose of your life? And where are you going with your life? If you can die at an instant, if you can die due to this particular virus, then ask yourself, where are you heading? What is your direction? What is your approach? What is your goal? What is your objective in life? We are all running away. People are running away from the epicenter of where this all originated. And they're running away trying to find shelter and safety and protection away from all of these things. But really they should be fleeing and running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you do any preventative measures and think, oh my God, this. First and foremost, your iman, your aqidah, your belief should require you to turn and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His protection, seek His safety, and then use the necessary means that you have available to you to protect yourself. But we don't even turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't even see this massive sign, this reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of how He's bringing this entire nation, this superpower, down to its knees and shaking the foundations of this entire superpower or even the rest of the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. That indeed we have made that which is on earth an adornment for you. It's attractive to you that we want more power, we want more wealth, we want all of these things. But the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed all of these things, that He can test you. Which one of you will turn to the dunya and run towards the dunya? Which one of you will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which one of you will be the best in deeds, in your qawl, in your fi'l, in your sincerity, in your ikhlas, in your thought processes, in how you function on a daily basis? And if we see on a global scale, on a larger scale, that the purpose of this dunya is not for us to find happiness, is not for us to live in a utopian society, is not for us to find heaven here on earth. That is not the purpose. From the beginning of creation, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, till the end of the creation, and in between everything, no person has found heaven here on earth. No person has found utopia here on earth. Not any of the messengers and neither any of the prophets. They have all been trialed and they have all been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by calamities, by masa'ib, by musibat. It is a test for you to remember your purpose, that you're not here. Don't live for the dunya. Prepare for the hereafter. Live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And prepare for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created life and created death to test which one of you is best in deeds, which one of you turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no disaster strikes upon the earth or amongst yourselves, except that is in a register, إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. That no disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourself except that is in a register before we bring it into being. Indeed, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. In order for you not to despair over that which has eluded you and not to exult in pride over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that everything is recorded, everything is decreed, the qada and qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Whatever comes your way, know that it was always destined to come your way. And whatever misses you was always destined to miss you. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in those things that come to you or those things that miss you is how you behave, what is your reaction, what is your reflection, and how you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people are saying that this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be so for China, and it could be so for many other countries throughout the world and other economies as well. If you see the actions of China with the Muslims in Uyghur, and you see what's happening currently in India as well, it's a warning to other nations, it's a warning to all of humanity, it's a warning also to the Muslims to be humble and to submit and bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember the greatest power, which is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those nations who remained silent when they saw all of this persecution, saw all of this fitna and fasad, now those same nations are now crumbling away, and their foundations are crumbling away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them, as He's reminding us, that فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِينَ, that don't fear other people, don't fear other nations on what they will say and the sanctions that they may put on you and all of these things. Always stand up for haqq, for adl, for justice, and do that which is right. Instead of fearing them, fear me. If you are true believers, you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to truly reflect on all of these messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And similarly, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that fear the prayer of the prayer of the oppressed. So those people who have zulm done against them, fear their du'as, because there is no hijab between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be fearful, and we need to be making sure that we are standing alongside those people who are oppressed, those people who are wronged. And it's also a reminder to us to be merciful, not just to ourselves, but also to be merciful to the environment and the world that we live in, and to all of the creatures and the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the state of China and what they eat and how much they eat and how they consume all of these things and the cruelty that takes place as a result of all of that. But we as a nation have been told how to eat halal and how to eat tayyib, how to slaughter correctly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to be merciful to humanity, how to be merciful to animals as well, and to only eat that which is pure and that which is tayyib, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for us. And when you go against the norms, against the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will see consequences of your actions, because you're going against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the World Health Organization, as well as various governments throughout the world, have issued guidelines on preventative measures, what to do, how to wash your hands, and how to behave, and how to interact in public places and various other places. But we as Muslims, we should also first and foremost turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's the protector of all of His creation. And only with the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can any medicine benefit you. Only with the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can your preventative measures be of any benefit to you. So you should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek His protection, seek His mercy, and follow in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in his tradition when he used to wake up and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he used to read that dua 3 times, بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Read that dua, wash your hands before you touch anything else, do your wudu, and make sure you do your wudu in the correct manner. And the correct tradition of doing wudu is doing wudu within your homes. The correct tradition is to do wudu from your home in the best of manners, and then come to the masjid. That is the best way, rather than come here and do the wudu here as well, especially in these circumstances as well. So we should look to all of these particular sunnah, reading bismillah, doing ta'awwuz and seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that no one can escape the divine qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that happens, happens to you for a reason. And everything that misses you, also misses you for a reason. But what you need to do is first, rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then take out all of the preventative measures to the best of your ability to protect yourself. And most importantly, finally, we should not be spreading fear. Islam is a deen of peace, of salamity, of protection, of safety. And therefore, rather than, you know, shout and scream and be chaotic in our approach, we need to be calm and we need to be focused. And we need to make sure that we are spreading peace within our community and spreading the correct information within our community. So as they say, keep calm and carry on. But more importantly for the Muslim nations, we need to be humble. Because those people who have shown this kibriya, look at the result that they are facing in the world. So we need to keep safe within ourselves, within our homes, also with our children. But more importantly, keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all.